This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And the Coach Wimps Anderson presented each week by Coca-Cola.
And Diet Coke's got a great new product out on the market, available in four flavors: feisty cherry, ginger lime, twisted mango, and zesty blood orange. You can buy one to sample or get that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans, available at most retailers and Piggly Wiggly.
Jim drinking a Diet Coke right now with a word Jack on it for some reason. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Well, good. After all those comments, I guess I got about 2 minutes on the show today.
Boom.
Yep.
Out the gate.
Yep. Dunaway's long on his headlines. You know that.
Oh, y'all cut it short every week. It's okay.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, first off, we don't cut you short. This never comes out of your time.
Why,
first off,
why do you let him do this to you? You are so easy. He baits you in every week on this.
Secondly, you have a interesting task. That did it happen last night or is it happening tonight?
No, it's happening tonight. And okay. I've changed my speech. I've changed my introduction. I've changed my criticism 5 times. I hadn't slept a wink.
Well, tell everybody what you're doing and well, how tough it is.
I'm not on here to brag about it.
Well, it's not bragging.
Well, I'm not. Jimmy Rain has always done a banquet and we've raised money for kids, and we're raising money for kids this year to go to college. We spent over $3 million of spending money for kids to go, not Auburn, everywhere. In fact, one of our financial guys is the first kid that ever got a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Peyton Manning. We put a lot of money into it. This year, for whatever reason, they decided that they were going to roast Gene Stallings.
Okay.
And Gene's happy about this?
Well, no, he's not happy about it. So they called Gene. I don't know what happened. But anyway, they're going to – Sonny and I are supposed to be the MCs. Well, Sonny can't do it because he didn't have any Alabama ties, and Gene and I were friends. And we went to Alabama at about the same time. He moved out of the rental house. I moved in it. So we've known each other for a long time. So it comes my stead to do that. And I guess maybe because of his health. And he told me at the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, Wimp, I don't like roast. I said, well, why didn't you tell Jimmy that you didn't like roast? He didn't answer me. And so I called Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, what did Beeb say when you called him? He said, when you called him and told him you were going to honor him with a roast, he said, well, he didn't even say thank you. He just said, how many roasters can I have? So, I don't know. I've got to come up with something that's suitable, but entertaining, which is not easy. There'll be 700 people here.
Have you ever come across that before where somebody said, look, I don't like roast? I mean, is he that sensitive?
Yeah, he is. He said, I don't like it. He said, let me tell you something. Anytime you say something bad about somebody, you hurt their feelings. So here's what I'm going to do.
Boy, I bet he didn't like the Arizona media.
I can't use that. I had one and I tried it out.
Well, use it right here. I want to hear some of this.
Give us one.
Well, I was just going to use that one. I was just going to the Arizona situation. I was going to, after the Dallas Cowboy guy got up there, I was going to say that we invited somebody from the St. Louis Cardinals, but they wanted to do more than roasting.
Oh, it's a good one, Will. Yeah, that's a winner. I'd go with that one if I were you.
I'm passing. Thank you very much.
Okay. Here's what you do. Can I give you a piece of advice?
Sure.
You roast the other people on the dais. So who else is up there? So tell jokes about them rather than Coach Stallings. Just make them the target of the jokes.
And then make him the target of a joke indirectly by saying how sensitive he is.
Yeah, something like that. So who else is up there? Who else can you make fun of?
Well, the six roasters, I don't know who I can make fun of. I can tell his wife. He said to me, Wimp, Ruth Ann's coming. That's his wife. I said, Beebs. That's what I called him. Tell Ruth Ann not to come. And she's coming.
Okay. So, that's going to be awkward. Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm going to have her. I'm going to kind of blame his stubbornness. You know, he's a wonderful guy, and he would do anything in the world for you. He's also like me and a lot of guys. He's stubborn, won't listen, hard-headed, wouldn't pass the football. And I'm going to try to use him not passing the football a lot, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he let it run.
And I don't, here's my problem. I don't know if the audience is going to catch on. He won't pass it.
Well, how old's the audience, Will? How old's the audience? I mean, if they're around in the 90s, they know Gene Stallings didn't throw the football.
Well, I hope. You know, the audience is a lot of, there's 60 coaches here behind me on the head table.
Is Bob Bockrath one of the roasters?
No, Bob. No, I'm the first roaster for us is Nick Saban.
Okay, you can make jokes about Nick Saban. He's got a good sense of humor. Just ask Rockstar.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to make it. I'm passing on that
okay.
Idea.
Who else is up there?
The coaches that we have are Nick Saban, Pat Dye, and Dabo. I put Dabo last because Dabo talks a lot.
I guarantee a Gene Stallings shirt that he wears tonight will be older than Dabo.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt about it. And the tie that he always wears every time. We went to catch Ken Alaska, and we had it in Seattle. He had that cotton picking tie on, but nobody knows it, but it's a clip-on.
Whoa,
I believe it.
No, Gene Stallings wears a clip-on tie, Whip.
I'm going to use that.
Does he, though? Is that real, or are you just making a joke?
I think it's clip-on.
I don't think. Whip, he wears short-sleeve dress shirts,
that's
a bad look.
That's a bad look.
He always has on a tie, and he always needs to shave.
Yeah.
You can bet on that.
You are the worst witness ever, though. We cross-examined with one question. And you backed off from it being a firm statement to, I think it's a clip-on.
Hey, we can just send you a recording of this segment. You just play it because
I'm not going to say it. I think it's a clip-on. One thing I was going to think about you since I can get the punchline, Jimmy called me and said, Beavs is at the Dallas airport, and he doesn't know what flight to catch. I said, it sounds like when he's coaching, he didn't know what play to run. I'm going to use that. Is that funny?
No, that
was not good.
Yeah. Rockstar laughed.
I failed the litmus test.
Give me a punchline on that. He didn't know what he was lost. He didn't know what plane to catch. I got to use it in some way. Okay. Y'all know the help.
Well, I don't know. Give me a second. I haven't been preparing for this for months like you.
Just don't use any of the jokes you gave me to do at the Alabama basketball banquet.
Boy, I would love to use that Mexican joke. I'm telling you.
I tell you to fire away, but I don't want to see Dunaway rub his temples.
And then after you say, go, Nick Saban told me that joke.
Well, I'm going to use a joke on Sonny. So I'm going to let Sonny get up and tell a joke, and I'm going to tell him that Sonny, was born and raised in Rome Mountain, Tennessee.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, why? Now let him go. Let him go. Don't stop him. Go. We'll dump it if it's bad.
And he went to the dentist the other day. And he said, Doc, what do I do for these yellow teeth? He said, wear a brown tie. That's not funny.
Are people going to be drinking a lot at this Whip?
That's not funny.
Well, it depends. Brown's got a legitimate question.
Yeah. Is there going to be a lot of alcohol?
Are people drinking? Yes.
I don't know whether it will be or not. I don't think so. No, I don't think it will be. So that's not any good either. Hey, I'm sitting here rewriting this thing for the third time. So give me some. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would ask legitimately if he still gets his hair cut with a knife.
Oh, Jason's got a really good one. This is funny. You ready? Here's from Jason, one of our listeners. Quote, it takes forever to eat with Gene Stallings because at the table he refuses to pass anything.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, that's
good.
Pretty good.
That's good. Use that one.
You get that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's from Jason, one of our listeners.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, use that one. He refuses to pass anything. You could even make
it. Like anything I said. Well,
no. Yeah,
no, they're fine. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing, and I'm worried about it.
Carl,
just keep the Mexican in the pocket.
Yeah, I'm the Mexican joke I can't tell. Why can't you tell the Mexican joke?
Well, because it's
what they call insensitive.
Yeah, it's a little insensitive in today's society. Wimp.
Carl says that Coach Stallings.
I don't think there'll be any Mexicans.
Well, I don't think that's
a show of hands.
What? I may say, everybody's a Mexican, please raise your hand and stop.
All right, well, give it Carl's joke.
I need to get a sponsor in here.
Carl says you could make fun that Coach Stallings did not want to get roasted. But he couldn't
do that. Yeah, but I just got through doing that. Y'all didn't think it was funny.
Well, hey, gold. There's a better punchline.
Here he goes. Carl says Coach Stallings didn't want to get roasted tonight, but he couldn't decline because pass is not in his vocabulary.
He'll never say I'll pass. There's two.
Okay. All right.
How many do you need? We've given you two.
Well, that's fine. I'll use some of those. I just.
You're making fun of Dabo talking a lot. Now it sounds like you're going to run this whole thing.
I'll nail. They got Woody McCorvey, his offensive coordinator. I'm going to tell you, they didn't have a passing game coordinator back years ago. So, I don't know. Some things I think are cute or funny. When I tell them to you, you don't think they are.
Well, different audiences,
so,
though.
It's a different audience. Yeah. So I don't know. And I may blow the whole thing up. So, okay. I'm concerned about it.
Well, I'm glad you got a lot of confidence.
That's why alcohol is important. Yeah. Because two out of three of us haven't been drinking this morning. That's why we're not laughing as much.
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right, the Coach Wimps Anderson, presented each week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
And Diet Coke's got a great new product out there, available in four flavors, feisty cherry, ginger lime, twisted mango, and zesty blood orange. You can buy one to sample or get that 8-pack of the slender 12-ounce cans available at most retailers.
As if we're on TV, Jim is drinking his Diet Coke right now that has Jack on the side. That's a Jack and Coke. That's what you've got right there.
That actually is. I'm drinking Jack and Coke.
This room Wimps going to be in is going to need some of that. Coach, your Coke comes from where?
Well, I get mine on 31 from Andy and Stanley, and Higgy Wiggly is a great outfit. They're going to be out there by me on 41. I'm glad to have them. So hopefully you'll go by and get some Coke and trade with Higgy Wiggly. Appreciate you guys.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown! Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.